Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's Young to his right, and now in trouble and sacked by Pierce. James Pierce was working on Ike Ekwonu, the fourth-year tackle out of NC State at the left side. And Inky's a big man. He does not move as well as 27 does.
8:04 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to Wake Up Call in a moment. We have full phone lines. No surprise there. But here are the headlines before you clock in. The Hawks beat the Suns last night for their fifth consecutive win.
Oh.
Overcame a 22-point deficit to make the final score 124-122. They'll play Detroit tomorrow. As far as your college football scores, Texas A&M overcame a terrible first half to beat South Carolina 31-30. Oklahoma beat Alabama 23-21.
Woof.
Georgia dominated Texas 35-10. Go Dogs. And Georgia Tech overcame a double-digit fourth-quarter deficit to beat Boston College 36-34. The Eagles did beat the Detroit Lions at home for Sunday Night Football 16-9. And the headline we've been talking about all day today, the Atlanta Falcons did fall to the Carolina Panthers in overtime 30-27. It is five losses in a row.
This has been a horrific football season for me with my two teams. Obviously, the Falcons and my Gators were all really bad. But you know what? I might look like a prophet with the Tech 10 wins and the Falcons 50 sack thing.
That's pretty true.
You shouldn't have backed off the 50 sack thing. Well, you would have definitely looked at it. You backed it down, and now I'm like, I wish you would.
I said at least, what, 40 or 45?
You were like, we were like 50, and you're like, well, I mean, at least 40.
Yeah, Nostradamus is in full effect.
I mean,
and
well,
now it's like, dude, you shouldn't have backed off.
I know.
You should just full-fledged went in.
Well, y'all hammered me. I mean, just all over me about it. So
should have gave Squid some more support.
You know what? Let's.
I would never hammer you like that.
Pause. Hey, yo.
Dylan, rescue us. All right, guys, we've got a full phone line, so we're going to blow through these wake-up calls. Let's go ahead and start with Adam in Canton. Adam, what's up? What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Amen.
Wake-up call for Falcons fans. We are who we thought we were after last year. No identity other than flashes in the pan from both sides of the team. And if I can rant for 1 second, I'll make it quick. The game yesterday was frustrating. Kyle Pitts reverting back to himself. Poor Brooks. Somebody better go check on his mental health because he was getting abused all game. And why was Ellis covering McMillan on that touchdown pass? I just don't get it. And, Bo, I'm going to say one more thing that might upset you. I feel like Penix is soft. You got Bryce Young out there practically playing on a broke ankle, comes back into the game, leads his team to victory. We lose our quarterback. Yet again, we're relying on Cousins, the wet noodle, to go out there and win the game, and we blow it. And I'm frustrated and I'm tired. And between my Gamecocks blowing a 30-3 lead on Saturday and the Falcons losing this game in grand fashion on Sunday, this football weekend stunk. I'm tired of it. Can we just skip to basketball season? Can we just move on to baseball season? Because I'm over it.
Well, Adam, I'm glad you got to vent.
That's what we're here for.
Your weekend was as frustrating as mine sports wise. Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
First off, the training staff told Michael Penix he wasn't going to play. Right? They were like, dude, we need to be careful with this. Secondly, Bryce Young might be as dramatic as it comes. Because a couple of those times, he rolled around on the ground for a couple of minutes and then got up and walked off. And looked
one
fine.
Of the times I was really nervous it was a head injury. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, the first time he got hit.
Yeah, Ronnie Harrison sack.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. I don't know if you could catch it audibly on the broadcast. I said, oh, no. Because I thought he was really hurt.
Yeah, I did too.
And then he kind of hobbles off, walks to the locker room, comes back, and he's fine. They retaped his ankle, yeah. But I think he was a little bit dramatic with the last couple of times he got taken care of. But look, everybody has their feelings. I'm not going to tell you how to feel, all right? As long as we keep it above board. Let's go to Jay outside the perimeter. Jay, what you got for us?
So my question to you guys are, is this like a marriage where, you know, you're going to have some good years, bad years? Is it one of these situations where we just got to be patient, you know, take some therapy, whatever it takes, and just give these guys some time to kind of get better? Because we got all the talent in the
Jay,
world.
Jay, are you talking about your Falcon fandom, or are you talking about Raheem Morris? Because
I'm a Falcons fan, you know. I'm just trying to be optimistic and give these guys a chance. I hear everybody tearing them up, and I'm upset too. But, again, I'm kind of correlating it to a marriage to where, hey, it's going to take some time, going to have some rough patches. But when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad, but let's work through this.
Yeah.
And everybody come together.
Thanks for the phone call.
Here's the problem for me, because I believe if you think the offense is a problem and you think the special teams is a problem, but you think the head coach can get it solved, let him give him a chance to make two hires on that side. But then there's the flip side where if – you don't get those hires right, and we're sitting here next year in a similar spot. Now you've run another scheme. You've put these players through another year, and the development of the offense and the quarterback primarily, like, where do you go from there? So it's a very fine line. The next five or six games, or the last whatever, how many games left of this season, are going to be very important for the future of the franchise.
No doubt.
Because when you sit at 3-7, I think it's easy to say it's over, fire everybody. But the reality is what happens from here on out could decide a lot of fates and futures.
I will say this before we go on to the next call. It does not concern me at all that you don't have a first-round pick next year.
No, because James Pierce is going to be a good player, it seems like. He's winning. He's getting pressures. He's creating plays. Don't read a stat sheet on an edge player and think it's a be-all, end-all.
Yeah, I think that when you need a first-round pick, you're talking about drafting a quarterback, talking about drafting a left tackle, you're talking about drafting edge rusher. Like, okay, like we have all three of those guys under contract. Now, you might say Penix is not the guy, but we're not going to go draft a quarterback next year in the first round either way.
No, he's getting another year.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, he's getting another year
at least.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
All right, let's go to I don't know if our signal's that large. Let's go to Debo in Charlotte. Debo's listening. Debo, what you got for us, man?
Debo.
What's going on, man? What's going on, y'all? I just want to say shout out to Mike. Got to join the game. Allie got the best laughing radio. But and I'm up here in enemy territory. And I want to say this. I want to blame all my coworkers to blame Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson for how I act this week, because this is ridiculous. I'm done. I'm a Grady baby. I've been in Charlotte for 10 years, and I got to hear this all week long. So when I'm extra moody and mean this week, coworkers, blame the Falcons.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a question for y'all real quick, because the game is what it is. Considering the performance that Kyle Pitts has been having this year, would you consider not paying him and instead paying Tyler Allgeier? Because to me, this team needs Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson.
That's a phenomenal phone call, Debo. Phenomenal.
Well, first off.
And if you only have to deal with it this week, you're actually in a good place, because for the next calendar year, you're probably going to hear about that.
And can I use the same? Can I just treat my coworkers poorly? Because
No.
First off,
we all live in Atlanta.
First off, I would pay Tyler Allgeier. If you look at the entirety of their career, their time span here, I would pay Tyler Allgeier over Kyle Pitts. Anyways, like
I have no desires on having Kyle Pitts back.
No, I'm. I don't want to hear how he's used. I don't want to hear potential. The things you need from that position are not, you're not getting. You've 2 weeks in a row, you've had huge drops by him. So now the problem for me is I think Tyler Allgeier is going to go make good money to be a starter somewhere, or at least a 1A, 1B type thing. And it feels like he's a solid two right now.
The conversation around Tyler Allgeier, there's so many other questions that have to be answered before you get to that conversation. Who is his head coach? Who is his offensive coordinator? What style of offense are you running? I know one thing. Kyle Pitts can't keep his hands on the ball. He's not good blocking. It doesn't seem like he's getting open unless it's schemed up. Like, I'm solid on that. So I'm solid to move on from him. The Allgeier question will be answered later when you know who's calling the plays, and especially the run game.
All right, let's get one more. Let's go to Derek in Norcross. Derek, what's up, man? You're on the wake-up car in the morning shift. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. First-time caller. And I got to preface this. Now, I'm a New England Patriot fan.
Okay.
But I'm also a fan of the game. Now, if Dan Quinn had won you guys a Super Bowl, this city would be more patient with your current coaching staff. I'm telling you, you guys are a lot closer than you think. And if you reset this franchise by getting rid of Raheem, you're doing yourself a disservice. I'm telling you. I've been paying a lot of attention to you guys, and I'm telling you. Now, Penix is not my guy. Lose the do-rag and reinvent yourself. You know, but he is not my guy. Not right now. He hadn't shown me enough. And definitely got to get rid of Cousins. Oh, my God. I don't even go there. But you guys are a lot closer than you think, man.
Appreciate the phone call, man. That's a great phone call.
There's a lot of truth to what he's saying, and it's just not what we want to hear. It's not what the fan base wants to hear right now, but he's not wrong. If Dan Quinn and company finish the Super Bowl out that day, you feel better about your franchise and what you've been the last 20 years. But at the end of the day, 28-3 is real, and so therefore there's no patience. And I think the biggest problem for me with constantly is last year it wasn't even a year in and people wanted to fire Raheem. And so therefore it's just like, I get tired of hearing the answer is firing people, whether it's the answer today or not. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's always let's just fire people. And at some point you can't just keep firing people because it ruined. There is no culture when you fire people.
Yeah. The problem is where I sit right now, I'm just not sure what we're doing well. That's the problem.
But see, Mike, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. That's not what I'm saying. But my point is that I can't take people serious that just constantly I hear media members, I hear shows that all they say is fire somebody.
Also, Derek's phone call. Derek's like, hey, Penix is not my guy. I still kind of believe in Raheem. It's like, Raheem picked Penix, and he picked Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
you know, that ship is kind of sailed, man. Like, he attached himself to that guy.
We're gonna get to this with Arch. Penix played his worst game as a pro in Berlin, and up until the injury, he was playing one of his most efficient games as a pro yesterday. So I'm not ready to also sell on him either.
Well, make sure to join the morning shift. That is us every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Like Bo mentioned, coming up next, we do have former QB, now analyst.
Analyst
for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We are
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For the morning shift, I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And it is a Falcons Monday. So we are bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, welcome in. I'm not really sure where to start. Yesterday's game started so well. What happened?
Yeah, good music by Dylan there to bring us in. Something's going on here, and it ain't good. You know, there's no question about that. That was pretty good by Dylan right there. Yeah, I didn't think it didn't start very well either. The Falcons came out first play out of the box. They run Bijan right, and Wilkinson gets called for holding. So now you're behind the chains right off the start. They flush the quarterback out of the pocket. He has to throw the ball away on third down, and then they go on a 12-play, 73-yard drive that eats up 8 minutes off the clock or 7.5 minutes off the clock and shoves it in the end zone. So that was a very good start. Now, credit the Falcon offense for realizing, you know, enough playing around here, certainly over the last few weeks. They got some things going. And I give Penix a lot of credit. I thought the offensive line, Mike, I thought they did a reasonable job from a protection standpoint. I thought they afforded him not just, you know, time to throw, but I thought they provided him, there were a number of times they provided him a clean pocket where there wasn't that push in his face where he was trying to fall back to throw the ball. I thought he could step up and throw the ball. And even when Kirk got in the game, I thought he had a chance to climb in the pocket a few times to throw the ball, which I thought was really encouraging considering, you know, Jake's playing at about 75%. You don't have Bergeron at left tackle or left guard. I think you're a little undermanned at the center position. I felt that all the way, all season long. And then obviously you're playing Hinton or you're playing Wilkinson on that other side. So I thought I credit them. I thought they got some things going. Obviously, Drake was the focal point of that, he and Bijan. And you had a good first half.
Arch, Penix had his arguably his worst game as a pro in Berlin. And he came back yesterday and was really, really efficient. It felt like had he not got injured, he might have had a career day as far as, completion percentage and efficiency. What did you see different from him in those first two, really just first two quarters?
Well, he played confident. And guys, we talked about it. You need to be able to make plays around him. They got the ground game going again. Bijan was running and doing some really good stuff. I mean, there was a couple times where I think it was the second series of downs we got where we went on that long drive to put on the first touchdown, and Bijan's just completely stacked up, bounces it to the outside, and goes for about 15. I mean, there was nothing there. It looked a lot like it was kind of a mini version of what Jonathan Taylor did a week ago against us, where he took it 83 yards for a touchdown. Bijan, I think, bounced outside for about 15, 20 yards. So he got his two main guys going. I thought he threw the ball to Drake, and I'm convinced now that you can throw the ball to Drake, and I don't care what the coverage is, because he's not covered. He's just one of those kind of guys that is going to find a way to get the ball. The first completion he gets to Drake, he literally throws it. Drake hooks up behind a linebacker, and he throws it over the top of the linebacker, and the ball's about 10 feet off the ground, and Drake goes up and gets it. You know, it's just one of those guys that just gets you going. And Bijan is the same way. But getting back to what I was talking about with the offensive line, I thought the O-line, other than – and we got into some mistakes in the second half – some mental errors that really cost us, and the Wilkinson huddling holding I just talked about on that opening play, I thought they played pretty clean in the first half and afforded him time to get comfortable. And that's what it takes. He's gonna has the ability to do some things, but you got to give him the ability to get comfortable in the game, whether it's play calling or whether it's guys making plays around him.
Arch, I want to talk a little bit more about the offense. And Grant and I were talking on post game yesterday, and we're talking about the penalties costing you and getting behind the chains a little bit. And we saw it happen a number of times yesterday. They were penalized a lot. We were penalized a lot. And it ends up getting you behind the chains. And I think Grant did a good job bringing up the point. He's like, do penalties affect other teams the way they do us? Or is this, kind of a function of what we are offensively that it acts, it feels like it hurts us worse? And I think it's the latter. I think that we play station-to-station baseball offensively. Yeah. We have such a hard time creating explosives offensively and hitting guys in stride and allowing them to run with the ball that when we do get the penalties, it puts us so far behind that it's an uphill battle to get those explosive even more. So I guess my question to you is, how can this offense go about creating more explosives and finding ways to get the big chunk yardage that we seem to struggle so much with?
Yeah, it's a great point, Mike, and I think you're dead on. It seems like it's a fight to get first downs, and when you look up, and I think I looked on the explosive list, and I think we had six plays of 15 yards or more in the game, and Carolina had, I think, 10, and they came in with like 53 in 10 games. They had 53. They had 10 yesterday. It seems like that it's become a problem for our defense in that they make a play or they get the team behind the chains, and then they give up an explosive play. And that certainly has been what's happened the last 3 weeks to them. On the offensive side, I couldn't agree more. Who's going to make the plays? I mean, Darnell Mooney looks like he's afraid of the football, or he's allergic to the football. I mean, he can't catch the ball. And the one catch he did make, he bobbled it twice and kind of slapped himself on the head because Penix put him on that deep curl route to him. He's not making any plays for him. So my eyes aren't going to go there if I'm the quarterback either. And then Pitts, I mean, I think you guys talked about him earlier. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, it seems like occasionally, but you just don't know when. So there's two guys. You got Bijan Robinson and you got Drake London. And that's it, And so that makes it hard for the play caller. It makes it hard for the guy squeezing the trigger to make plays when guys just when you tee them up, they don't do anything.
Arch, I thought It's in the same line of thought. Bijan Robinson in a post-game interview with you had probably one of the best answers I've ever heard in a post-game interview that you have done. And no fault of you, it was Bijan Robinson what really went there about what he does and how he went back during the week, him and Michael Petrie, his running back coach, and watched every snap he's played and how that's how the accountability starts. But to that point, how do you get the rest of the locker room to buy into that? Because you mentioned it, no one's stepping up and making plays other than two guys. So how does that work in a locker room? You've got this played in locker rooms with teams that have gone through losing streaks. So what has to happen?
Well, your best player has to do that, has to tell that. I mean, you just said it. I mean, Bijan, and I said it to Bijan walking when we got done with the interview. You heard me tell him, Bijan, you need to go tell everybody else to do that. He said, I am. I will. You know, and that's really – there is no magic thing to do here. I mean, I can't twist it. You could lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink, right? So you've got to show him this is what I do. I'm the best player on the team. You know, you don't tell him I'm the best player, but I think everybody would agree that Bijan Robinson is – if he's not your best player, he's the second best player. He and Drake are the two best players on the team. So if that's what Bijan Robinson's doing and that's what's helping him be better or be close to the best he can be every weekend, I would think common sense would say, I need to do that. You know, and so where is your investment in your job? Where is your investment in the team, in your teammates? And that's what Bijan does. So why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't anybody else do it? Now, I hope you guys play that answer. If there's a fan out there that wants to know, okay, what does this team need to do or what's going on? That is what they need to do. And that should be emphasized. And I know that everybody wants to blame the coaches. The coach is this, the coach is that. The players have to – this is your football team. You know, what do you want to be? Is it just to, you know, show up to get a paycheck? Or is it, do you want to go do something special? Do you want to go win a championship together? Do you want to do something for the city? That means you do what Bijan Robinson's doing. Go back and look at your tape. Go back and look at other guys that play the position. If I'm Kyle Pitts, I'm watching. There's so many good tight ends in this league. I'm watching what they do. I watched last night Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce work last night. Now, they didn't win the game, okay? They lost. They ended up losing. Good job by Knicks. They drove the length of the field, got a field goal at the end of the game to win and beat Kansas City yesterday. But you watch those two guys. There is just stuff they make up on the field because they're in lockstep with one another. They want to make plays. Kelce goes and finds places to get open. And Mahomes knows he's going to do it. When he's in trouble, that's where he goes. I mean, why are you not studying his tape? Why are you not looking at all these different good tight ends around the league? And that's just, and I don't want to jump on Kyle, but that's everybody. And you can tell there's a frustration in my voice that where's the investment in yourself, in the team, in the city? That's what these guys need to do. That's what Bijan Robinson's doing. He's your best player. Why are you not doing what he's doing?
Well, and your frustration is warranted. I mean, it's certainly been frustrating to watch for Falcons fans. But hopefully, Dave, hopefully this time next week, we're talking about a win. We'll change up this call a little bit next Monday.
Yeah, Mike, I expect to come on here and you have it all worked out for me. I don't like doing this, man. I don't like coming on and you not having it all worked out for me.
I'll get a blueprint for you, man. I'll see what I can do.
I got it. Why don't Arch, you go play quarterback. We'll put Mike on the line. Maybe let Mike play center. You play quarterback, and I'll call plays. We'll get this thing figured out. How about that?
You'll call plays?
Yeah, I'll call plays. Well, me calling plays, but like, Arch, just do whatever you want to do here.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thankfully, I don't have to talk for the next hour about it. You guys do, so see you guys.
See ya. We'll talk to you Friday. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst.
Analyst?
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. We'll talk to him again on Monday. That's always Grant's thing. He's like, I only had to talk about it tonight. You got to talk about it all week. I know.
Oh, well, you
can kick rocks.
I hope next time the Braves have a tough season, you should remind him that.
Coming up, we'll do one last look at this Falcons-Panthers game, and we've got a Life of Squid.
Well, Arch mentioned it. I'm going to let you hear Bijan Robinson's comments about what the other players in this locker room need to do. Plus, I'll let you know how my Friendsgiving went. Next, Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 Game and
the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They're coming with pressure here.
Yep.
He's going to try to get it out quick.
So Young looking, takes the snap in the pocket, in trouble. Now going to come to the left side, and down he goes with Ronnie Harrison.
Wow.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to Life of Squid in a moment. But, of course, top of mind for Falcons fans this morning is yesterday's loss to the Panthers. We've been letting everyone air out their feelings. I did want to read this tweet from Tish. She tweeted us, "I don't want to overreact, but I think firing the coaching staff midseason is completely reasonable performance-based business, and keeping these leaders in place is surrendering the season. The remaining games have to focus on new mindset because the current one is trash." I only wanted to read that because there's a lot of noise going on around the Raheem Morris situation. And at this point, though, if that were to happen, if he were to be taken out of his position, who would fill in at that point?
Probably Jerry Gray.
Yeah.
I think that Jerry...
The easy answer would be Ulbrich, but I don't think that would be...
I think Gray's an easier answer, because if you're trying to salvage a season, you want Ulbrich to kind of stay focused and let Jerry do it. He's been around the league. I think about, Mike, can you help me with this? So her comment is basically saying, you're allowing a mindset by keeping the head coach. But most coaches hire guys that are kind of in lockstep with their vision, right?
Sure.
So
sure.
Right? I mean,
but
I'm not saying the way you do things at the top is the same, but the vision of how you're going about it, like you're not changing a culture with one guy being removed from the building.
See, I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Okay.
You know, as my coaches when I was in college, and this is a Saban thing, but also when I spent some time coaching in high school and doing different things, the saying that you encourage what you allow sometimes applies here. And if it looks from the front office, from the organization, from the franchise, that you are allowing said mediocrity and the attention to detail level and the effort level, if you are allowing that to continue by having Raheem in place, then it seems like you are encouraging it by having Raheem stay in place. And if you want to send shockwaves through the system and every single player on the roster dig deeper and wonder what they can do to help this franchise moving forward, then sometimes that does take firing the head coach in the season. And I hate that. I hate that. But I think that's the point that's being made by Tish right here.
Well, and so that was Tish's point. And then on the other side of it, Daniel Black had a question asking if the Falcons could wait till the offseason to remove Morris to see who's available first. And he's asking because he's like, would that be frowned upon by the league and potential future coaches by waiting around and seeing?
I don't know why.
Look what Dallas is.
But
the problem is if you wait too long, you become everybody else gets interviews lined up, or people's agents get contacted, and so that there's a pecking order. I'm curious at what point the players become numb to a revolving door of head coaches and a core, because the core is what I talk about, and this would be most of this core's third or fourth head coach. And again, guys, I'm just asking questions and playing devil's advocate a little bit because I think it's the conversation is – it's so easy to say, fire him. And then you say, okay, well, who? Well, anybody's better than this. Well, that's how you end up here.
I think I can answer your question. When do the players become numb to a revolving –
yeah.
Door at head coach. I think they've already, from what I've seen, they're numb to the current head coach. And if they become numb to a revolving door at head coach, they need to leave. They need to go somewhere else. They don't need to be a part of this franchise. This is how I see it. And that's coming from players' point of view, where I was on a team that got Mike Smith got fired. You know what I mean? And so, but if I'm just putting my fandom hat on and looking at it, like if you are a player that's been here and have seen three head coaches fired, and you're going to be on your fourth head coach, then maybe things are not lined up in your own head. Maybe you need to dig a little bit deeper. You know what I mean? Not saying that everybody is here that's at fault, but if that's your mindset under a new head coach, then maybe it's time to move on.
Who's failed more, the GM or the head coach?
I think that's a good question. I think that, don't tell me that Raheem's got all his talent or we should be going to the playoffs and then say Terry should get fired. Yeah. I don't think you can make that point. Like, we're either a talented team that's underachieving or we're a team that doesn't have enough talent and Raheem should get a little more grace. I don't know that it can be both in this specific instance. I don't like the way the team was built before Raheem got here. But it's also up to Raheem when he gets here to do things a little bit differently, and he hasn't. So
yeah, that's where the conversation lies for me. That's where the clean house. Okay, well, it's not, you know, again, I don't know how to put it even more. There's a lot of people are going to say, well, you're the Browns or you're the Jets, which it kind of feels that way, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is if you, whatever decisions you make moving forward, if you're not right with them, that is exactly where you will be.
Yeah, and this is – I'll make one final point, and we're going to get Life Squid. When you moved on from Matt Ryan, you underwent a complete organizational overhaul at that moment. You decided that what you had, while great, was not good enough. And I think that you have to have that conversation about a lot of players involved in the structure of this team. And I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about all the way from – Caden Ellis. I'm talking about Jake Matthews. I'm talking about from the top down of saying, we have players that are very good, but are they Super Bowl championship caliber players and what we want to do in our vision moving forward? That's the conversation that's being had in that building today.
1 week from the day. What is it? Allie, help me out. 7 days and 25 hours and 9 minutes. We'll be teeing off for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic.
Wouldn't it be like 6 days and so many hours?
That's a good point.
Well, that's why I said help me. I didn't say just.
I'm helping you.
I don't know.
Weird way you do that. Look, it's sold out. There are no more foursomes left.
Foursomes?
However, you can still donate, which all goes to Pets for Vets, right?
I mean, and what a great charity that is. So if you get involved at all, huge.
There's also silent auctions you can get a part of. You can bid on the website. So if you go to 1990 Game website, click on the events page, you'll see the link that takes you to the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. And you can bid on some silent auction stuff. So there's still plenty of ways to help with what we're doing, what we're trying to take care of. But I'm excited for the third year in a row, all 3 years, sold out. So it's kind of cool. Finley Roof and Window Nation, Batteries Plus, Twin Peaks, Chattanooga Whiskey, all part of this. And McDonald's. You know, can't forget McDonald's with breakfast bringing in it. All right. Arch talked about it. I was standing there. Probably the best, one of the top five answers after a loss I've ever heard in a post-game interview that I've been a part of and that Arch has done in post-game on the Atlanta Falcons radio network. Here's Bijan Robinson talking about how he is trying to hold himself accountable and get better and how other players could do the same.
I think we just got to watch it for ourselves. You know, we got to be very hard on ourselves, critiquing ourselves a lot because, you know, I think that's the difference. Like, you know, me and Coach Petrie this week watched all my runs from the season and, you know, just critique what I did well, but we were focused on what I did wrong and what I could get better at. And I mean, that was huge, man, because it just got me back to focus and back to, like, my cues and run reads and manipulating linebackers, manipulating players. So, like, you know, I think for all of us, like, we have to go back, just watch ourselves, like, critique ourselves because, I mean, that's how we get better as a team and that's how we all get better individually so we can help the team be great.
Ooh. Come on.
And he had another answer in that interview, too, that was really good. Look, you get guys after losses and – well, I go back to Michael Penix last week, and I understand why, but he was very frustrated, and it was very short. And he didn't get – you know, I got to be better. Got to be better. But people get tired of hearing, we got to find a way. Bijan just told you – the way, okay? He told you that's what I heard, and I've gotten to know him, and it just the human being he is just as good as the player, if not better. But I always talked to him after those interviews, and I'd straight up tell him, I was like, dude, I've been through a lot of these. That might be one of the best answers I've ever heard, and it was, and it's true. And he told you that he's putting in the work, and Arch said it in his interview with us just now. You know what? It's time for the leaders in that locker room to step up and hold everyone else accountable if they haven't already. And if you and I just hope that there's enough leaders in the locker room to do that. Yeah. And that's their mindset. Because I've been a big Jesse Bates guy since he's been here, but I'm kind of tired of seeing Jesse Bates look at other guys and throw his hands up. Who's making them? That secondary has had a lot of miscues with those young players back there. I thought Jesse was the leader back there. I need my leaders to lead.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how we should all walk through life.
I'm a leader. I lead.
Everybody leads.
Check
today.
The reflection.
That is going to do it for us today. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
be a leader and lead your people. People.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.